from stpetecatalyst.com.
I'm Stephen Gay, president of the Tampa Bay BCA. The Tampa Bay BCA was founded in 1989 as one of the National Business Committee for the Arts and a member of the Private Sector Network and National Partnership Movement of Americans for the Arts. Charlie, past president and chair of the TBBCA, founded the Art Star Scholarship Program in 2008. Since its inception, we have awarded over $200,000 to rising juniors and seniors that want to pursue a career in the arts by providing financial assistance for college tuition and other support. The program annually offers six or more high school juniors and seniors scholarships in the six fine and performing arts disciplines, providing financial assistance and other support for higher education to the university, college, or conservatory of their choice anywhere in the U.S. Over the past 12 years, TBBCA has awarded scholarships totaling over $200,000 to more than 80 students in the Tampa Bay region, the majority of which attend public high schools. This year's students' award bios may be found together with the judges' bios on the section on the TBBCA.org website. And congratulations to all of our award recipients this year. We hope you enjoy this very meaningful and talented program. If you would like to make a donation, please go to www.tbbca.org and make one on our website. Thank you.
Now presenting the 2020 Tampa Bay Businesses for Culture and the Arts Art Star Scholarship Program Showcase. Introducing first is the multi-talented, award-winning actress, Eugenie Bondurant.
Hi, I'm Eugenie Bondurant, and I'm one of the judges for TBBCA in theater. This year's award goes to Jordan Lakins. The competition this year was quite fierce and solid. Jordan stood out because she solidly represented herself and her performance. I saw who she was. There was no acting. It was her. It was her speaking. It was great and solid. So I am so proud of her and her accomplishments. I really see a rewarding future ahead of her. And I want to thank you, Jordan, for applying and letting me see a little piece of you. Congratulations.
Now performing a monologue from Pipeline, the 2020 Art Star Scholarship winner for theater, Jordan Lakins.
I was going to leave you this long behind message, but I don't think you'll get it. And if you do, I don't think that you'll respond back. I think that we're over, and that kills me a thousand ways inside. Not because I'll never find love again. I know we're cute. I know I'm young. And I'll find somebody else. There's plenty of fish in the swimming pool, whatever. But I'm sad because this is the end of an era. And it was over before it really began. I mean, I don't think I got enough chances to get mad at you and yell at you and then make up. I hate that. Every relationship deserves to go through all the colors of the rainbow. That's how you know you had something deep, ugly, beautiful. We didn't get to give all our stuff a try. But for the parts that we did have, for the parts that made me want to cut a chick's face, for you turning your head in her direction, I want to thank you for making me feel room enough, for making me feel safe and jealous and mad or whatever. Because then I got to smack you in your face. And that made me feel free enough to tell you that I love you. I really love you. But I hate you. I hate you for being so beautiful and confused. And I'm really happy you're not coming back to this place anymore. Because this place can't hold you. This place can't hold none of us for reals. And I guess I did send you this long behind message, but hey, you know.
Now presenting the Dance Award recipient, internationally renowned dancer and graduate of the Juilliard School for Dance, Helen Hansen French.
One of my favorite events of the year is the TBBCA Charlie Honchel Arts Stars Scholarship. I love looking through all of the dance applicants. I'm inspired each year by the level of talent and the level of passion I see come through these young people. It is my honor to offer this scholarship to Caroline Hink. She is generous, self-reflective, driven, kind, insightful, inquisitive, and a positive leader who thinks outside the box. These are qualities we need not only in up-and-coming dance artists, but what we need in artists as citizens. Her ability to turn difficulty into healing in creative dance making was shown through her young choreographic experience. In her own words, she hopes to go on to help people feel their best selves by attending FSU to study behavioral neuroscience and dance therapy. I can think of no better way for her to spend the next few years but to dig deep into an artistic endeavor and see how it can help others as well as help herself. It is a true pleasure and honor to give this year's Charlie Honchel Art Star Scholarship to the much deserving Caroline Hink.
Performing a choreographed dance, here is the 2020 Art Star Scholarship winner for dance, Caroline Hink. Presenting the Literary Arts Award recipient, New York Times best-selling author, Lisa Unger.
It's easy to think that in this digital age, our young people have lost connection to that creative fire. But over my years as literary judge, I've come across some extraordinarily gifted young people. And I wish I could have given them all awards and scholarships, but ultimately, I have to choose. And this year, I selected Blake High School junior, Vin Wang. It was the cog in the machine that lifted Vin out of a sea of very worthy and very talented writers. The spare prose, the simple but powerful imagery, the echo of fable to the short story revealed a writer who is mature beyond his years. It's also notable that Vin is a first-generation American and has applied himself to work hard and to do whatever it takes to be able to reach his goal of higher education in creative writing, journalism, and communications. After graduation in 2021, Vin hopes to attend Brown University. This is the other thing we can't teach our young writers. Talent is part of it, of course. This is the other thing, but more than anything else that separates those who aspire from those who succeed is rolling up our sleeves and getting to work, falling down and getting up, and never giving up on our goals. And though talent is the foundation, the desire to work and learn and get better at our craft every day is the heart and soul of the writing life. Congratulations, Vin. We'll be following you along your path of hard work, creativity, and high aspirations, and cheering you along every step of the way.
Reading from a selected work, the 2020 Art Stars Scholarship winner for Literary Arts, Vin Huang.
Ghazal, Landscapes and Doors. Follow the shadows which are so close. Let the dreams come to you and hold them close. With the world around her reigning and music in her ears, her mind will close. My right eye sees the present, and the key to the past will close. Age comes quick and ripe. A shock. The finish line of life is too close. The spirits of my ancestors are in the stars. I look to the sky, and to them I feel close. Windows of opportunity are swaying in the void. Swim to them before the glass panes close. I relive the same dream every day. Life is surreal. As I kneel by the shore, while the moon rises, my eyes close.
Now presenting the Vocal Music Award recipient, Professor of Voice, Don Eubanks.
This year, in this competition, there were a number of applicants, but our winner stood out to me, not just because of her extreme talent, but also because of her maturity and leadership among her peers. She is a powerful, influential young lady who is extremely active on the PCCA at Gibbs High School campus and beyond. She is a member of the National Honor Society, president of Thespians National Honor Society, a member of the Tri-M Music Honor Society, and an active participant in the Gender and Sexuality Alliance. No doubt, she is well prepared to pursue a BFA in musical theater at the University of Central Florida in the fall. I've had the privilege of watching her on stage in several theatrical productions, in choral concerts, and in juried performances. She is a true triple threat, a beautiful singer, dancer, and actress. In her words, "There was never a time in my life where I didn't want to be on the stage, whether it be dance classes at 3 years old or performing in my first musical at 14. The stage has always been a place where I feel powerful. The effect that theater has on the community is why I do it. The stage is a place where I can tell a story and change people. When people watch theater, they learn something, whether they know it or not. Theater gives people a new perspective of the world and a different way to ingest it." Wow, that is something we all need right now, isn't it? So it is my honor to present the 2020 Charlie Hounshell Art Star Scholarship Award for Vocal Music to Eileen Lee. Congratulations, Eileen.
Now performing O Del Mio Dolce Ardor, the 2020 Art Star Scholarship winner for Vocal Music, Eileen Lee.
I'm
Now presenting the Visual Arts Award recipient, renowned art curator for the Tampa Museum of Art, Joanna Robotham.
This year, I'm pleased to award the Charlie Hanschel Art Star Scholarship to Isabella Izzy Robe. What drew me to Izzy's application was her passion for her craft. She is a skilled animator and illustrator. And looking at her submission materials, it is clear to see that Izzy has already committed herself to her artistic practice. Her teacher, Molly Dressel, shared, "Izzy is always challenging herself, doing study after study. I rarely see this in students with the drive and focus she has in the art-making process. It is truly a part of who she is." When you look at Izzy's art, you'll see that each drawing is meticulously rendered with careful consideration of compositional balance, from color and scale to contrast between light and shadow. More important is the emotion evoked by each of her characters, such as contemplation, fearlessness, and compassion. With excitement and respect, I award the 2020 TBBCA Charlie Hanschel Art Star Scholarship in the Visual Arts to Izzy Robe. Congratulations, Izzy. Be bold, be brave, and continue to make great art.
Now showcasing some of her work, the 2020 Art Star Scholarship winner for Visual Arts, Isabella Robe.
Okay, well, I think that one of my biggest inspirations for creating my illustrations is to create a fantastic or futuristic world that other people can be immersed in as well. And in creating artwork like this, it's kind of an escape for me as well, because I would like to be exploring a world like this myself, and that's where an inspiration for creating my characters comes from, because I can kind of live through them. They often come from some sort of emotion or want that I'm having, and if I want to disappear into another world, I can kind of do that through them. Through this one, I really liked drawing the environment of it. I liked trying to do the detail on the roots of it. Yeah, and using watercolor as well to create that texture, and I thought it was a cool learning experience. Alright, so this final piece is kind of a more sketchy type of piece, where I was trying to create as many unique characters as I could on this one sheet of paper.
Something that's really important for me when creating characters is to create, well, I draw a lot of girls, I don't really know why, but I think that it's important to show these female characters who are very diverse. I want them to be, unique and personal, because I feel like in this type of media, comics and animation, sometimes it gets a little stagnant, so in the future I would like to bring these different types of characters, different shapes, sizes, and colors into the light.
Now presenting the Instrumental Music Award recipient, Executive Director of the historic Palladium Theater, Paul Wilborn.
When I hear people bemoan the state of modern youth, I go, which youth are you talking about? Because the kids we have seen through the scholarship program year after year have just been amazing and really make me proud to know that that's who's following coming up here to be our next great talents in the world. So I feel good about that. I'm also doing this because I was a friend and a real fan of Charlie Hunchell. I met him really early on, and he was as beautiful inside as he was outside, and the world has not really been as sweet a place without Charlie in it, but this scholarship program has really carried his legacy on, and I'm just so proud to be part of it. And I've also been involved in TBBCA since really the beginning. I've known all the executive directors. I've been on the board for a while, off and on, and I just really love where the organization has come to at this point. Susanna's doing a great job. I think we're focused on the right things, and it's going absolutely in a wonderful direction. So very proud to be part of this and be part of TBBCA in that way. So enough. Let's talk about Karishma, who I actually saw, I think she applied last year, and she was really highly considered for last year's scholarship, but she was a junior, and I thought she had a little ways to go. But this year, she was a standout. And what can I say? She's been a violinist since the age of 6. She's won competitions since she was 13, always first place. Just an amazing track record. She's played at Carnegie Hall. She's just also, as I said, an incredible human being. She's works with Metropolitan Ministries. She's goes and plays for senior centers and rehab centers. She's an excellent student, and the recommendations were really wonderful. For me, I noticed that Jeff Multer was one of her teachers, and Jeff is probably the premier violinist in our area. He's the concertmaster with the Florida Orchestra, and we combine on a chamber music series at the Palladium. So I called Jeff and just said, is everything I'm seeing here true? He said, all of it and more. She's incredible. So I'm really proud that we're able to award this scholarship to Karishma. She really deserves it, and she's going to make us all proud as she goes forward. She's off to Frost School of Music in Miami, where a lot of my scholarship kids have gone. And they've all come back even better than they left. So I think it's a great school, and she's going to do amazing things. So thank you, Karishma. Good luck to you. I hope the scholarship really does help, and I'm so proud to be able to give it to you right now.
Performing the classical piece Zagunowaisen by Sarasate, the 2020 Art Star Scholarship winner for instrumental music, Karishma Chappalamaduga. This has been the 2020 Charlie Hanschel Art Star Scholarship Showcase. For more information on our scholarship program, or to make a charitable gift to support our ongoing efforts in the arts, please visit our website at tbbca.org. Congratulations to this year's recipients, and we will see you all in 2021.
From stpcatalyst.com.